tortoise.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, in recent years, base jumping has grown from an underground niche activity to a professional extreme sport with athletes sponsored by companies such as Red Bull or Monster. These companies benefit from the association with a high-octane sport. But it remains dangerous. Who's responsible when it goes wrong? That's after a short break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Deep in a valley in the Swiss Alps, in the shadows of towering sheer cliffs, sits the village of Lauterbrunnen. It's an idyllic place dominated by a patchwork of small farms, meadows, and traditional houses.
Okay, ready, set, go!
But Lauterbrunnen is also the perfect place to base jump. Base jumping is similar to skydiving. So you jump, freefall, and then pull a parachute. But instead of jumping from a helicopter or a plane, base jumpers launch themselves from fixed objects, like bridges or cliffs. Some wear specialised wingsuits that allow them to glide through the air rather than freefall.
All right, 3, 2, 1, see ya!
It's often referred to as the most extreme of all the extreme sports, because when it goes wrong, it goes really wrong. And so Lauterbrunnen has a somewhat grim nickname, the Valley of Death. Base jumpers have become accustomed to the threat of death. In fact, in the mid-2010s, so many base jumpers were dying that companies such as the snack brand Clif Bar stopped sponsoring the athletes who did it. Here's a clip from the company's statement at the time.
We no longer feel good about benefiting from the amount of risk certain athletes are taking in areas of the sport where there's no margin for error, where there's no safety net.
Eventually, the negative attention had an effect and the number of fatalities began to fall. But since the pandemic, incidents have started to creep back up. 28 people died while base jumping in 2023, the most since 2018, and the third deadliest year since records began in 1981. And it's not just the result of more people participating. In Lauterbrunnen, the rate at which people are dying is also increasing. Base jumping used to be an underground sport practiced by skydivers looking for their next adrenaline hit. But the combination of sponsorship and social media has helped to professionalise and glamorise a once niche activity. One of the most prominent forces promoting base jumping over the past 30 years has been Red Bull, the energy drink giant.
Ready for some big wall proximity flying? Yeah, here we go.
Red Bull has used an association with high-octane sports and stunts as a means of marketing since the mid-80s. These days, you'll have probably seen the videos of athletes pulling off incredible stunts or feats of daring on social media, or maybe in documentaries or live streams.
I wanted to be the first human outside of an aircraft breaking the sound barrier.
Red Bull sponsors hundreds of athletes around the world, from cricketers to big wave surfers, shelling out over 1 billion euros on athlete sponsorships in 2022 alone, about a tenth of its global revenue. Through the sponsorship of extreme athletes in particular, Red Bull markets itself as a company committed to pushing boundaries, embracing its association with stunts or sports that appear to have a genuine risk of going wrong. That includes base jumping. Unlike Clif Bar, Red Bull has continued to sponsor or promote athletes who base jump. It embodies the company's ethos of higher, faster, further. But how close to the edge can a company get before it starts to endorse or encourage activities that go too high, too fast, too far.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tortoise analysis shows that over the past 25 years, at least 20 athletes sponsored by Red Bull or taking part in Red Bull events have died in training, while participating in their sport, or in circumstances related to their sport. Nearly half of all deaths involved base jumping or wingsuit flying. But the question of responsibility for these incidents is a controversial one in the extreme sports industry. Many athletes say that companies like Red Bull simply facilitate the dreams of committed sports people. Shane McConkie was a Canadian skier and Red Bull athlete who died while filming a series of ski base stunts in Italy in 2009. I spoke to his partner, Sherry McConkie, for the Tortoise Slow Newscast.
But do you think there's a risk or a possibility that some athletes are going to feel like they need to go further and further to try to be the one standing out?
Yeah, it's a hard subject, and I don't know if I believe in that. I really don't. I think for me, for Shane, I can't look at the rest of the world and say that, but for me, for Shane, they made his dreams come true. And yes, I know he died doing his ski base jump, but it was due to an error with his with his binding. It wasn't because of Red Bull. He was gonna ski base no matter what. He was gonna ski base jump no matter what, whether Red Bull sponsored him or not, you know.
Not everyone agrees. Tom Aiello is a base jumping instructor from Idaho in the United States. He said that sponsorship can change the incentives for people taking part in dangerous sports.
I think it on the people who are actually getting the corporate sponsorship creates a distorted set of incentives where they're trying to do things that are substantially more dangerous than they might otherwise do. And in many instances are being hurt and killed doing them because they know that if they don't continue pushing the limit like that, they may lose their corporate sponsorship.
Red Bull did not respond to Tortoise's request for comment. It's important to say that many of the athletes and base jumpers we've spoken to for this story were overwhelmingly positive about the effort that Red Bull goes to in order to keep the people it works with safe. Plus, there are countless other sponsors and companies involved in the sport, like Monster, Red Bull's energy drink rival, or GoPro, whose cameras are strapped to the heads of extreme athletes the world over. But Tom Aiello says that through sponsorship, companies have contributed to a reckless attitude towards base jumping. An impact that is felt beyond the athletes they sponsor and throughout the sport more generally.
I think corporate sponsorship gives new jumpers entering the sport a distorted view of the sport and gives them an odd set of incentives where they are trying to do things that may not be good for them or for the sport because they're hoping to achieve corporate sponsorship.
And when things do go wrong, it's the athlete, not the sponsor, who pays the ultimate price. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sensemaker. It was written and mixed by me, Claudia Williams. To hear more of our reporting on base jumping and extreme sports sponsorship, listen to the full episode of Dangerous Games, Red Bull's killer PR, on the Tortoise Slow Newscast. Just search for Slow Newscast wherever you get your podcasts. Tortoise.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolf. This week on Trendy, we discuss dating, love, and marriage. How have they changed? And how are they changing us?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.